One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, it's WWE Draft Day and the plans are a secret.
Nikki Bella rules out an in-ring wrestling return.
A big WWE legend is set to appear at an upcoming GCW show.
And Mercedes Martinez says the pandemic severely affected her career. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And slightly later than usual, this is the news.
Right, I were fair scunnered by this time.
I don't know what that means. Well, je ne comprends pas.
French. Draft, it starts tonight. We're not very...
Well, we got the colours and everything.
Yeah, look at this, and the orange in the middle.
Please don't tell me they're going to draft the same people they've already got.
Probably.
And their robot's going to go, get in, Natalya's staying on SmackDown.
That's kind of what they did last year, wasn't it? With pick number one, we're picking someone who's already here.
Yeah.
But we've got an update from Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter with the latest on the draft. WWE are keeping their plans very close to the vest this year, it seems. So Dave writes here that other than the top picks that Fox and USA Network require, I guess the key guys he was talking about in his report the other day, the draft is not set yet, although NXT is, as of right now, going to be involved to try and make shows fresher. Here's a quote from one of his sources. We've been told NXT looks to be a big part of the draft, but that could change at a moment's notice. Now, nobody knows in the company for sure what's going on, so there's a lot of stuff floating around. But some NXT names that have been discussed for this draft, we've got Dakota Kai, Aaliyah, and Xia Li.
Cool, so three people who haven't been on NXT for about a month.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. Apparently WWE wants a legitimate Chinese star in the market after the success that the UFC has had in that market with Zhang Weili.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah,
there you go. I haven't watched MMA in a long, long time, so there we go. But Andrew Zarian reported on the Mattman Pro Wrestling podcast yesterday that LA Knight is another name who has been brought up, and John Alba has previously reported Hit Row have been discussed as well. So yeah, sounds like a very WWE situation here. We haven't decided what we're doing, but here's some ideas.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, they're going to have the bit where they say SmackDown drafts Roman Reigns. And you go, you already got him.
Yeah, good pick there, guys.
I preferred the draft when it used to be, we are cherry picking this person from the other brand because we want them, because it just works out better. And you're not sat there going, for example, I really hope it doesn't happen to him again this year. What about poor Chad Gable? Why hasn't he been drafted? It's bloody mint, and he's got Otis. They'll probably draft Otis, actually, and then they'll not draft Chad Gable, the bastards. But yeah, that's what it should be, in my opinion. But in terms of, like you say, picking up stars from NXT, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if those three names popped up on the main roster, because they've disappeared.
Yeah.
I assumed that that wasn't really a thing. You know, it was like when they just went, oh, Tony Storm's on the main roster now. Yeah. Like, they shouldn't need to be drafted for that. But I think they're great. You know, the women's division is one of the few things that WWE can hold over AEW and say that they are far better than for now in terms of just having pure quality. Booking-wise, we'll wait and see on that one. We've also got a great Twitter question about NXT call-ups as well, but I think there's also a fair few people who could benefit from a bit of a refresh. I know she's just got like a revamped push on Monday Night Raw, but Shayna Baszler switching to SmackDown and just murdering fools, I think would be great, and I think, you know, you don't have that stink on certain people, let's just say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity to just start again, refresh, revitalize for a new season, they call it these days. Whether or not they will do that remains to be seen, but I still like the draft shows, and we'll see how it plays
just
out.
I wouldn't have people go undrafted. Just do that ticker at the bottom of the screen and say we're drafting all these people to these shows, because it looks bad when you're like, no one really wants Andrade or whatever.
Like last year it was like Mickey James and Andrade, like you said, and it's like, very good wrestlers, what's going on here?
Imagine as well, if we're doing, you know, non-kayfabe stuff, if you genuinely got to pick from NXT right now and you didn't pick Bradbury,
you're idiots if you don't do that.
Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, let's move on and talk about Nikki Bella. Now, of course, she hasn't wrestled in a long old while, and it doesn't look like she's going to be returning to the wrestling ring ever, to be perfectly honest. She was chatting on the Sippin' the Tea show. I need to catch up on that, actually.
Sippin' the Tea.
Chatting about, you know, her history in WWE and what she was able to achieve and her kids. And she says, I would love one day, like when Mateo's maybe three and he knows it, to have my son be ringside when mom kicks her ass. She said, that would be amazing to me, but because he is my everything, I have to listen to the doctors. And as of now, they've put me on the retired bench for life. It looks like that medically she's just never going to be cleared to get back into the wrestling ring. She basically said it would require a whole load of scans and tests and what have you. Having said all this, and having, you know, not anticipated necessarily a Bella twins or either of Bella's returning anytime soon, this is wrestling. Never say never, Andy Murray.
Yeah. That's always the thing with it, isn't it? Obviously, the history of neck problems for Nikki Bella and everything else. Wrestling took a toll on her. When was the last time we saw her? Would it have been the Ronda Rousey match?
Well, we saw her at WrestleMania, hoying Bailey. In terms of an actual match...
We're probably missing something really obvious, and I expect people to call us out for that.
My wife probably, she's a massive fan of the Bellas.
Big Bella fan.
Yeah.
Fair play.
She went, that was kind of bloody pointless with what they did with Bailey.
Yeah,
still.
It was a bit weird, wasn't it? It was a bit weird. But like, Nikki's a great example of someone who came in, wasn't very good, but worked extremely hard and got pretty damn good by the end.
Yeah.
Like, always admire her work ethic and everything else. The Ronda Rousey match was great a year or two ago. Yeah, fair play. Enjoy your retirement. She's got a happy life. She doesn't need wrestling anymore.
Exactly.
She's doing loads of stuff. Fair play to her. Yes, the next story is my one. GCW have announced that Big Dick Mick himself, Mick Foley, will be showing up at their event. It's the 9th of October, next weekend. GCW Fight Club, Gage versus Mox. It's the big match, the grudge match, John Moxley versus Nick Gage for the GCW World title. What Mick will be doing on that show is presenting the world title before the match. It's pretty appropriate. GCW obviously has a reputation for hardcore matches, death matches, everything else. It's not exclusively what they do, but it's a big part of their brand. And Mick is the hardcore legend. So what we're saying is that he'll probably go through a plate of glass. Obviously not.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule it out either.
I love Mick and he loves a bump. So.
Exactly. But Mick's not been on WWE TV for a long time, for like a year or so or whatever. So he's obviously branching out a little bit here. He also said, quite interestingly, in a recent stand-up show that he'd be open to coming back for a cinematic match. So,
okay.
There you go.
I don't want to see that, but okay.
Yeah, lots of interesting Mick-related stuff.
He's been shooting on the company recently, of course.
He has, yeah. He obviously said is no longer the destination for talent and stuff. So, hey, it's Mick Foley. Everyone loves Mick Foley, apart from the people who got really upset by his comments the other few weeks.
Yeah.
Weird.
God damn you for having a fair assessment of the wrestling business.
Yeah, how dare you have a different opinion to me, sir. That's unacceptable.
Someone who openly admits that like WWE helped shape his career and Vince McMahon was integral to all that, and all he's saying is, I think you maybe have taken your eye off what, you know, you do best really here, which I think was a fair assessment. Look, Moxley versus Gage. Oh God, that's gonna be a match. I thought you were gonna say he was gonna be there to enforce the rules for the
batter people with a 2x4 to get out of line.
Oh God, I feel a little bit sick knowing that match is coming, but...
Yeah. Gage versus Matt Cardona was a hoot.
Yes.
So Moxley's got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
But, he's
not for me.
He's not bad. He's not a bad wrestler.
Not for me, that sort of thing, but I sense GCW aren't going to have too many Domino's sponsorships anytime soon. Anyway, let's move on and talk about Mercedes Martinez. She has been talking to DNC Digital all about how the pandemic kind of affected her career. Look, she was in a really difficult position. I'm going to read the quote that she said about her health and the issues and then the subsequent impact that had on her being away from wrestling for, over half a year. She said, professionally, the pandemic this is, it was a curse. It hit me really hard. You have COVID-19 happening. No one knows anything about it. I'm asthmatic. I have allergies. If I catch it, am I going to die? My son is immunocompromised because he had 20,000 things wrong with him. I had to put my safety and my health first and opt out. Me opting out really hurt my career and my momentum. For 7 months, you didn't see anything about Mercedes coming back. How do I get the momentum that I had coming out of the Royal Rumble? It's really hard. Yeah, it did put a lot of wrestlers in that position.
Yeah.
And, you know, partially this was companies' faults. And I'm not just saying WWE's. You can apply this across the industry that companies, you know, admittedly, initially people were like, I don't really know what to do with all this. But whereas they implemented certain procedures within, let's say, football here in England or whatever, wrestling just kept going.
Yes.
We discussed this as part of our work chat of like, do you think they're going to stop weekly wrestling shows? And it just kept going. And then they had like the weird sort of workaround for the rules and the temperature checks, but not actual tests. And yeah, it was tough, especially if you're in a position just like Mercedes Martinez. You know, I'm asthmatic and I was someone who was, you know, less so than her by the sounds of things, but someone who was concerned about it all. If you've got children who are immunocompromised, I mean, you look what like Roman Reigns did as well. It's tough. And then, yeah, coming back, she's lost all that momentum that she did have. Look, Adam Nicholas got me into Mercedes Martinez. I don't want to hold my hands up here. Good. Didn't know a great deal about her. And then just fell in love with her in NXT. She came up to the main roster. She was in for like 2 minutes.
Cup
she
of
went back down. She did some stuff again in NXT. She was in title fights. She's gone away again now. I think she's just a sensational wrestler. I think she could be someone who could really benefit from a bit of a push on the main roster. It's finding space for everyone, though. But yes, her words here is just sort of reflecting a general opinion amongst the wrestling industry, particularly those who are associated with people who are immunocompromised.
Yeah, absolutely. I have all the respect in the world for people who have said, no, I'm not competing during this period. This is very dangerous. I'm going to sit at home. It was a really difficult situation, like you said, the start of the pandemic. What do we do? How do we progress? Blah, blah, blah. Do you stop running shows? Well, if you stop running shows and you have obligations to TV networks, you go out of business. So it's like there was no good situation whatsoever at all. Mercedes obviously released, unfortunately, by WWE on, was it the 5th or the 6th of August? She's going to be all right. It obviously sucks that she lost her job. That's awful and everything else. But she's been on Impact TV tapings. She's got a bunch of indie days lined up. I think she's extremely talented. Wish her all the well. Nothing but respect for taking that stance and electing to sit out for a while.
I should say, when I said she would benefit on the main roster, I meant had she been called
up. Yes, of course.
Not right now, obviously. But yeah, I sincerely think that she will not struggle for somewhere to work.
She'll be fine.
AEW, man. Like,
needs more veterans.
Needs more, really.
Like, in the women's division,
Serena
for sure.
D got that match coming up. Like, for me, it's an ideal place for someone like her. But yeah, a bit of a missed opportunity, in my opinion, for WWE. You saw what she could do in NXT, and then they just got rid of it. Well, of course, ridiculous. But best luck to her in the future. And as you say, just support everyone's decisions as to how they dealt with this awful pandemic that we still are dealing with. Be safe, everyone. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, we want to get in touch with this. First question today comes from Swanton Sketch, who says, which NXT superstars would benefit from moving, specifically this, to SmackDown, in your opinion?
LA Knight. I think, like, we spoke about him in the original story there. It's kind of a square peg in a round hole in NXT at the moment, isn't it? Like, the whole thing there is supposed to be younger wrestlers. This guy's 38 years old. He's already got a really refined character, a refined sense of who he is. He can cut a promo. He's a sports entertainment style wrestler. I think he'd do well on the main roster. I think he'd do better on the main roster than in NXT 2.0. Which is why I go for it.
It's surreal, isn't it? Because like you say, they're saying they're going to use some of the talent from NXT to freshen up the main roster, and yet some of the talent that we're talking about is, and this is no slight on them, is the dead wood of NXT 2.0. Because it's all about, you know, your Von Wagners, your Brand Breakers of this world. And people like Oney Lorcan, for example, who are incredibly talented, but are being used, you know, as veterans.
Jobbers.
But they're being squashed in, 2 minutes? It happened to him this week. Or Zion Quinn, I think he faced. Regardless.
That's right, the Samoan Ghost.
Yes. And for me, my pick, I forgot to mention his birthday yesterday. Cover your ears. Carragher, baby, to the moon. Look, I think there is scope for him in NXT 2.0, but I think the likes of Brand Breaker and Van Wagner and, you know, Carmelo Hayes, that's the name I was looking for, they're going to be ahead of him in the pecking order now. And you look at what someone like Rick Boogs has done on SmackDown. They love characters.
They do.
On there. Maybe there's not enough space for him right now. You've got Happy Corbin chucking the cash about as well. But I think Cameron Grimes, I'm worried that Vince will take one look at him and make him a bloody 24/7 goober. But
he'll be in that division straight away.
His gimmick, like, is like a bit ridiculous, obviously. But he's really good. Like, I know I do the whole hat, the long hair, jacket, accent gimmick. He's incredibly talented, and that cave-in finisher is brilliant.
Yeah. That's the problem, though, isn't it? He's too talented. Like, he's too entertaining, Cameron
too
Grimes.
Too good, Cameron.
He will be 100% in the 24/7 title. It's going to suck.
Maybe not SmackDown. If they need more space, yeah. Like, you do something with him on the main
Just be good.
Roster. Do something with him on the main Just roster on Raw, for example, and he is easy fodder for a mid-card title, bare minimum. For me, he should have been NXT champion, but I'm biased. So, anyway, let us know your picks from NXT and the SmackDown stars that should go there in the comments, and we'll move on. The second question today comes from Matt Hoy,
who says, Hoy!
Taking my 5-year-old to his first WWE event in November, anything to know before going? Hashtag thank you, Lily. What would you suggest you, to a parent and his son going to their first WWE event?
I've never had a kid, so I've no idea. But in all honesty, a house show is probably, if I assume this is the house show.
Yes,
tour.
I think it's the live loop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the perfect place to go because it's like a family atmosphere and everything else. Just go with the flow. That's always what I say going to a wrestling show. Just, you know, boo the baddies, cheer the good guys, and just have fun.
Yeah, they do keep it quite simple, isn't it? It's very much old school. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. There's no real shades of grey there, even though, as Cleary talked about when he went to the one in London, Becky Lynch, meant to be a heel, massive reaction to her.
Can't boo her.
Be careful with how much you spend on merch, because they'll probably bring out a new one 2 weeks later. That's all I'd say. But yeah, like you say, I'd just encourage him that this is a good guy, this is a bad guy. The lines are fairly definitive at live shows, like you say, and just have a good time, because that is one of the few things that WWE is great at right now, is just live events and having a lovely time and nailing what they can do in terms of that. So just enjoy yourself, take lots of photos, take only photos, leave only footprints. No, I'm thinking about going for a walk in the woods. The Stinger gives us our final question of the day, saying, all right then, let me try to contribute this into in another way. What if Drew Gulak and Chad Gable join AEW and form a trio with Bryan Danielson called the Technicians? Would it be the most technically gifted stable ever?
You throw like Daniel Garcia and people like that in there as well, and it would be tremendously technically gifted. Definitely in the conversation, but I think the Radicals are pretty hard to beat in that regard, right? Like, all four of those guys. You know, Saturn maybe a bit less so, but man, like, they were slick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Obviously, Chris Benoit is a murdering, family-killing psychopath.
Yes.
But, you know, wrestling-wise.
I loved the bit that Daniel Bryan did for a bit, where Drew Gulak was teaching him to, like, I don't know, flex with a football that didn't pop out, where it's learning more sort of tight headlock techniques or whatever it may be. Look, Drew Gulak and Chad Gable should probably go to AEW, if I'm perfectly honest, because they're not being utilised well on the main roster. Although, maybe, just maybe, they might have realised what they have with Chad Gable. Although I sense this is more of a vehicle for Otis with that tag team. But still, so you're telling me there's a chance. But yes, but without doubt, these are top 10 technical wrestlers ever. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. We'll move on to today's. And finally, I love this. I saw this on Twitter last night. Thunder Rosa, of course, competing in that triple threat tonight on Rampage with Nyla Rose and Jade Cargill. Just showcasing, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started off as one of the Godfather's hoes, and now she's here, basically, celebrating her heritage, celebrating who she's become. She says, from being part of the ho train to now working on one of the most badass companies in the world, AEW is a top athlete. Proud of who I've become. Humble beginnings, she says. Look, incredible achievement, this. I didn't realise this was this
hell
was
of a glow
thing.
Up. Hell of a glow up. Victoria is a similar one, isn't she? She was part of the whole train in WWE and well, and to have her like a tremendous career. You just like seeing people rise up and do well.
Exactly. Congratulations to her, and best of luck in the triple threat tonight, even though it's already been taped and I don't know what the result is, but good luck regardless, Thunder Rosa. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts previewing SmackDown and AEW Rampage a little bit later on today, and Wrestle Culture 3000. It's the 3000th podcast we are releasing today, Andy Murray. So do join us for that with a hashtag bloody good question. quiz, of course. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Why should they follow both of us? You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for hemorrhoids. Don't get the plums in your bums.
Happy weekend, everyone. Follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. For now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Ooh. And we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.